In the world of children's television, few characters are as beloved as Thomas the Tank Engine. Since its debut in 1984, Thomas and Friends has captured the hearts of young viewers worldwide with its charming tales of trains with personalities. However, before the show became a household name, there was an attempt to bring Thomas to the screen in 1983, a pilot episode that has since become the stuff of legend among fans. This is The Land of the Lost, the Thomas the Tank Engine pilot episode. The origins of the Thomas the Tank Engine series trace back to the Railway Series books by Reverend W. Awdry. The books, first published in 1945, introduced the world to Thomas and his friends, and quickly gained a devoted following. By the early 1980s, with the popularity of the books at an all-time high, the idea of adapting the stories for television gained momentum. In 1983, a British television producer named Britt Allcroft secured the rights to produce a TV adaptation of the Railway Series. Working with a small team, Allcroft sought to create a pilot episode that would serve as a proof of concept for potential broadcasters and investors. The pilot episode, which was based on the story Down the Mine, faced significant production challenges. The episode was filmed using a combination of live-action models and stop-motion animation, a technique that was both time-consuming and expensive. The models of the trains were intricately detailed, and the sets were built to reflect the quaint and picturesque landscapes of Awdry's stories. Despite the team's best efforts, the production was fraught with difficulties. The models were challenging to operate, and the stop-motion process proved to be more labor-intensive than anticipated. Additionally, the lighting and camera work required to bring the miniature sets to life presented technical hurdles. As a result, the pilot episode took longer to complete than expected, and the final product was not up to the standards that Allcroft had envisioned. When the pilot was presented to potential broadcasters, the reception was lukewarm. While the concept of a television series based on the Railway Series was appealing, the execution of the pilot episode did not showcase the full potential of the stories. Allcroft, determined to bring Thomas to the screen in the best possible way, made the difficult decision to shelve the pilot episode and start fresh. Instead of airing the pilot, Allcroft regrouped with her team and re-envisioned the production process. She enlisted the help of David Mitten, a talented director with experience in model animation, and together they developed a new approach to filming the series. This involved refining the models, improving the animation techniques, and implementing more sophisticated camera work. The Lost pilot episode from 1983 was never broadcast and has never been officially released to the public. Over the years, it has become a topic of curiosity and speculation among Thomas and Friends enthusiasts. Some stills and behind-the-scenes photos from the production have surfaced, but the full episode remains elusive. While the original pilot was ultimately a failure, it served as a crucial learning experience for Allcroft and her team. The decision to start over led to the successful launch of Thomas and Friends in 1984, which quickly became a beloved series that has endured for decades.